Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dad! Shut up.
What'd you do?
What do you mean what I do?
What'd you do?
Shows up like a side character in the Wonder Years, asks me what I do. It's a Wednesday morning, hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a nice morning.
Yeah.
Back getting hot again, however.
Oh, yeah.
63 degrees right now, going to be in the low to mid 80s and...
smoking.
Yeah, seriously, man. Thanks a lot, Canada, for all the things. Is it worse than it was?
I thought it was supposed to clear up.
Apparently not.
Oh.
Okay. By the way, if you are trying to avoid the heat,
what do you do?
This weekend will not be good for you. High 87 Saturday, 88 Sunday, 89 Monday.
It was 89.
89. We were going to be diddling 90 on Monday. So enjoy the mid 80s.
Okay.
Till we get back up into 90 again. And I'm sorry.
What's going
on? You guys have been watching me fight. I got something going on with my nose and like sinuses cold, or it's the air conditioning that they just fixed that is blowing button dust from the 1800s right into our nostrils. So I'm struggling hard. I've already ripped through an entire box of tissues this morning. I had to go tissue hunting.
Dang.
But with that being said, there are stores that we've lost over the last 5 years due to the retail apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it seems that home goods stores have been hit especially hard.
Mm.
In fact, one of the most famous of all time closed their doors for good in 2023.
What was that?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like the original home goods store.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. But that Beyond got them.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
Because Bed Bath & Beyond is back.
They're back, baby.
Somebody bought Bed Bath & Beyond.
But why?
I don't know. They think they can make it successful.
Well, okay. I know where they were still selling stuff online. Like the website was still there.
Yes.
So they didn't have any...
retail presence.
Yeah,
but they will have retail presence again. Now there is no word on whether or not we are getting another Bed Bath & Beyond, but they opened their first few stores over the weekend.
Okay. Mm.
And they have made a massive change.
Oh, they got rid of the Beyond.
Well, no, they're still Beyond, but have added. They are no longer just Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm.
They are Bed Bath & Beyond Home.
Home.
Bed Bath & Beyond Home.
Home. Home.
So what's the home part? Because everything in that store went into your home.
Yeah,
seems kind of like it was already implied.
No, yeah. I think they now that they put home on it, the bankruptcy they went through.
Screened it all out.
Everything is totally fine.
All right. Dude, something other than the name.
Other than that, based on the people that have walked through the new Bed Bath Beyond and Home, there is no difference.
Okay.
They are still taking the 20% off coupons, even if you have...
same business
from
concept
the day?
And everything.
Yeah, like no matter how old they are, they will take them. They're also going to offer new 20% off coupons, which again, if you went out of business, now I'm not a businessman.
Yeah, yeah.
If you went out of business, maybe, 20% off the top of everything, bad idea.
Stop.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you were doing that caused you to go out of business, I would think maybe change that a little bit. Question.
Right.
Who is this for?
What do you mean?
Why
do we need it?
Why? Yes. Because
it was like big with like college kids or moving into your first apartment.
Okay.
Fair enough. Like that.
Look, I'm not saying there weren't people that shopped at Bed Bath & Beyond. What I am saying is there weren't enough people.
Where's the demand coming from?
Exactly, because like when it comes to all the home goods stores, the actual store, Home Goods, there's a massive problem. Like, what's that one in Henrietta on Jefferson Road?
I have no idea.
It's like the huge one. Is it called Home?
I think it's just called Home Sense or Home. No, you're talking about Homies.
At Home.
Is it At Home? I can't.
At Home.
There are so many.
Go Home.
Something Home. It's always something Home.
That one on Jefferson Road, that parent company, they announced more store closures.
Okay.
All of these stores that have the word home in them are struggling to stay afloat.
Well, because most of that stuff in those stores are stuff you would only buy once every 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
Like if you bought a bath mat, you put it down there, you're probably not going to buy another bath mat until that one is completely shot.
I know.
Or a rug or a lamp.
I know your wife has multiple holiday themes.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I think they make a lot during like season with seasonal stuff.
But I bet you she hasn't bought, I mean, she probably bought those, but she hasn't bought them in 10, 15 years.
No.
Same thing with like, let's say you buy a set of pots and pans.
Sure.
That's probably going to hold you for a while. Same thing with a coffee maker.
Look, I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah. All you're saying makes logical sense. You add that to the fact that every one of these stores sells the exact same stuff. It's all the same model, discounted. And by the way, like all of this stuff is coming from like other stores that couldn't sell it in the first place, and it's discounted. So like you're already getting stuff that people didn't want to pay money for.
They also had something that they were famous for, bed in a bag.
Yeah.
So you could buy a whole for your bed, just one bag. Everything's done.
I think
throw it all on there.
Yeah.
Done.
Pretty sweet.
Bed Bath and Beyond were cheap. Bed Bath and Beyond was a little different than the At Home, Home Sense. That's more like decorative stuff for the most part. Whereas Bed Bath and Beyond, like
you could buy a lamp.
Sheets. You could everything from like sheets to like a knife set.
You could get all that stuff at all the stores we're describing. I'm telling you, I'm in there a lot.
Yeah, but like they don't have like a section of like silverware.
Oh, they do. I will take you to the silverware section.
I think it's a little different.
You could get lost in their vacuums.
My favorite part of these home places, At Home, Home Sense, Homies, as you put, they have an art section.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The cheap art.
Yeah, okay. But they try and make it look like it's not cheap art. They try and sell it to you like this is like something that could skyrocket in value.
Everything's the Eiffel Tower. It is. There's 75 versions of the Eiffel Tower.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this lately. They sell like these big-ass paintings.
Yeah.
And the paintings look like they're like hand painted.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then in the corner, it has like a picture like in plastic of like who the artist is and like what their backstory is. So like you know, if I buy this $50 painting at Home Sense one day.
I don't think people are buying it thinking it's going to go up in value.
Why include the artist then?
To make it feel fancier.
But that's I mean. It's kind of, not that it's going to go up in value, but you're right.
I think you're going there knowing you're getting cheap stuff and just hoping you fool some people.
Okay.
The other weird thing they would always sell too is those ginormous clocks you hang on the wall.
Why does the clock have to be so big?
There's a lot of clocks.
What is the deal
Unlimited clocks.
Yes.
Well, I don't need a giant clock.
I don't have a wall that big.
You don't need a clock, period.
No.
Right? I mean, like,
you don't.
My phone's got the time. My stove's got the time.
Your Apple Watch.
Thank you. All these things. But for some reason, the giant clock. And here's the thing. I grew up at a time where you had to know how to read a clock.
Yes.
I read that so little now. I have to concentrate.
You got to think about it.
Yes, right? Am I the only one?
What is that?
I'm at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 after. 25 after. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bed Bath & Beyond, after closing their last store in 2023, they're back, but they're different. They are no longer just Bed Bath & Beyond. They are Bed Bath & Beyond Home.
Home.
And the folks that were in this store that just opened, their newest one, says it's exactly the same. They're not going to change a damn thing.
Okay.
The old, we went bankrupt, but we're going to do it again the same way business plan, which without a doubt will work out fine. I do find it strange in a world. Thank you. Where we buy everything online.
Yeah.
It does seem, Kimmy, you ladies want to go in person to buy home junk.
Yeah, because I think it's more about browsing.
Meandering.
And like just enjoying the hunt, I guess, more than, because you can't really do that online. You're usually looking for something specific if you hop online. You can't really like browse aisles and come across something you didn't think you needed and
my wife
don't need.
My wife might go into those stores, pick out 6 or 7 things, purchase them all, decides which ones she wants, and take the rest back.
Why are these places going out of business?
I don't know.
No, but like what's weird about these places struggling the way that they are reporting they're struggling is, you're right, Kimmy, There isn't a reason to go into these places.
No,
it's all
most
impulse
of the time.
Buy. But you would think that being an entirely impulse buy store, like Marshall's is, like TJ Maxx is, that they wouldn't struggle selling stuff. But it seems that they are. So, like, is the stuff
maybe there's just too many of these stores.
There's definitely that.
I mean, we named, like, five of them, and we're not even sure if they're actual stores.
Yeah, no,
or not.
I'm serious, man. Like, I know where they are. I just don't know what the names are. And then they'll, like, move across the street from, like, to another plaza into a bigger place, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, they've shut down. In fact, I think one of the home stores in Henrietta moved its location to the old Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, they just took it over.
Yeah, which is also funny because, like, hey, this location went out of business.
Yeah, it didn't work here. Yeah, let's try it again.
But I'm going to take the same store, and I'm going to put it right in this spot right here. I don't know, man. It's a very strange time to be shopping in person.
Yeah.
Because it's also starting to feel like every store has all the same stuff.
Oh, like they're just adding more?
Well, like, you know, I guess the idea, if I'm thinking right here, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, is the more stuff we carry, the more people we can bring into the store.
Yeah.
But if you walk into, you know, like Five Below is just a kid's version of Marshall's.
Yeah.
And Home Goods is just the back of Marshall's a whole bunch bigger. Mm-hmm. And Home Sense is the fancy part of the back of Marshall's.
Yes.
Right.
So it's one store, really.
Every store is the same.
You could
store.
Just line them up and just walk through them all.
Exactly. Right? Like, you go to JCPenney's, which a big sign on the store in Henrietta, the marketplace,
what's
we're
that?
Still open.
Hey, we're over here.
That's a good sign that things are going well.
Tell
for
your
you.
Grandmother.
All of the stuff inside JCPenney, I can get in a smaller version in Marshall's. They have, like, the home center. Same thing at Macy's when you go to the second floor up there. It's all the same.
Yeah.
And in reality, unless we're talking a pair of pants, all the stuff that you can buy at all the places I just named, I can also get in the sections at Wegmans when I walk through.
That's true.
Just at retail price. So, like, we just need one store. And by the way, those stores already also exist, Walmart and Target, who sell all of those things as well.
Yeah, and then you drove Sears out of business, which did the exact same thing.
Exactly. Every store has become the same store. And we haven't even gotten, what's the one that sells the outdoor stuff now, Kimmy, that's owned by Marshall's?
Oh, Sierra Trading Post?
No, it's called Get Out of My Home.
Yeah, it's got all like the, you know, outdoor coats, any like boots. Do they sell like tents and
they
stuff?
Sell everything.
They sell like those bars you can set up around in your backyard.
They sell everything Marshall sells.
Yeah.
Except like slightly in the, like it's a total trick. Like, oh, you live a little further outside of the suburbs?
Yeah. You need flannel?
Exactly. It's flannel Marshall.
What's it called?
It's called Sierra Trading Post.
Oh.
It's on Jefferson Road next to Old Navy.
Okay.
Which, by the way, sells everything for like the same price as Marshall's does. Like, when you go down that plaza in Henrietta, Sierra Trading Post, Old Navy, Five Below, that discount shoe store, Home Goods, Michael's is unique, I guess.
Well, that's all crafts, right?
But then Marshall's. Five out of the seven stores are the exact same store.
Yeah.
They're the exact same store. And why are these places going out of business?
I don't know.
Don't even be started about the restaurants. All the same damn restaurants.
They throw it at you.
You want a burger or a burger? How about a burger? Smashburger went out of business? How'd that happen?
Well, it did?
Well, the one in Henrietta.
Oh.
Is the Smashburger in Victor still open? Can we Google that? Thank you. I drove out there to try it when it first opened.
Look
Very
at you.
Exciting moment for me.
Yeah. Why are they out of business?
But again, let's think about this, man. We talk about how everything's becoming the same. If you name all the burger joints.
Yeah. Like the sit down fancy.
Oh, I'm talking just a place where you can get a hamburger.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to start.
Well, you got to start at number one.
What?
McDonald's.
Well, I was going to go down the road.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, okay, we'll start at Dairy Queen.
Yes, the one in Victor's still.
Oh, you're going down to Jeff.
It's closed.
Yeah, okay, so Smashburger is no longer existing.
Yeah.
So you're going down to Jeff.
Let's go down Jefferson Road. All right, we'll start at Dairy Queen,
mm-hmm.
right? And then right next to that is Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Okay.
Okay, across the street down the road is Sonic. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You go down a little bit further, you get to that new place. What's the place? Shake Shack. They sell you
burgers. Oh, yeah, brand new.
Right? You go across the street there, you got your Red Robin, and that BJ's House, they sell burgers and stuff there too.
BJ's House.
It's what is it? BJ's Brew House? Is that what you call it?
Oh, it's a brewery.
Or TJ? Maybe it is
BJ's. TJ's.
I thought you meant BJ's.
No. All right, you go down the street a little bit further. You got Wendy's right there.
You got to have a McDonald's. Right
you got McDonald's in that same area. Yeah. Right. Wendy's is in there,
and you got to have a Burger King.
The Burger King.
Burger King has to be around.
There is not a Burger King at Jefferson.
You're kidding me.
Oh wait, no, there is. I missed it. We skipped over it. That's nine. So in a quarter, not even a quarter mile run.
A drag strip.
Nine places where I can get a hamburger. Nine places.
But they are different burgers.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
They are.
I still don't need 9 hamburger options in less than a quarter mile. And by the way, there's only 9 because the 10th one, Smashburger, went out of business.
Oh,
and I
it.
Know I'm probably forgetting another burger place.
And you can also get a sub.
Oh, don't even
multiple subs.
We don't even have
sandwiches.
Time to go down the sub list, buddy. We don't even have the time. So the bottom line is this.
What's that?
If you are excited, if you are, I don't know if we're getting a Bed Bath & Beyond Home around here, but if you are so excited that you need to shop there,
yeah.
You can take a trip up to Nashville right now.
Oh, Nashville's got one?
Yeah, where they just opened one of
them. Wow, damn.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This has been a huge issue for this town way longer than it should have been.
Oh.
In fact, it's been going on for so long, we're not even sure here in this room when the initial timeline was supposed to end.
Okay.
But a major event, which the village, town, whatever it is, they got assurance from the powers that be that this would not affect it, everything would be all taken care of by the time this was going to go off. They got some bad news.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This weekend is the Brockport Arts Festival.
Yes. Bring on the art.
Are any of you familiar with this?
No.
I did not know that this was a thing.
You're an artist.
Well, you did.
No. You are.
You had an art show.
No,
you
had a gallery.
We raised $79 for charity. I'll show you off your stuff. No, so apparently it's a big deal. They get like 40,000 people.
Jesus.
The festival is going to be a little bit different this year.
So what happened?
So the bridge in the middle of Brockport.
Yeah, the main bridge.
You got it. It's been under construction.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, it's the one that goes over the water.
Yeah.
It's been under construction for a very long time. And the folks who run the town of Brockport, anticipated this bridge being fixed by the time the Arts Festival was going to happen because Brockport uses both sides of the canal for the festival for the 40,000 people.
Okay.
They went to the company that is working on this bridge.
What did they say?
They were assured multiple times, yes, no problem, everything will be taken care of despite how long we've been working on this bridge. By the time the Arts Festival happens, you will be able to use the bridge.
Fantastic.
And a few days ago,
yeah, whatever.
They were alerted, actually, that's not the case. That the bridge is still being worked on.
So you can't use it at all?
There are unforeseen mechanical issues, according to the story. The bridge can't go in its down position.
Oh, so it's just up.
You got it.
All right.
So the town of Brockport, village of Brockport, whoever's doing this, has had to go into fix-it mode. They have moved the entire festival to the north side of the bridge.
Okay, we're going
to
go over there now.
Yep. So that means 40.
Well, how do I get there if the bridge is up?
Well, there's other bridges on the
other
side.
But I got to go way.
Yeah, you gotta go around.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, and you can't just walk it.
No, you could swim it, I guess.
But they have. No, it's a canal. Don't do that. Do not listen to this
don't
man.
Swim.
He's an idiot. Okay. they're going to have to squeeze an estimated 40,000 people into half the space they were going to use for this festival.
Oh. So they have limited space? Well, I mean, it's like a street festival, right?
Yeah, but I mean, streets are...
It's a short main street.
Yeah. Right. You know, the street has to be used at some point down the road.
How long is this festival going for? Just like a Saturday?
I don't know if it's 2 days, 1 day. Again, I am not familiar with it, but apparently it's a big deal in Brockport.
Okay.
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. How long has this bridge been under construction for in Brockport?
Since the 1870s.
Well, it kind of feels that way. Because, Kimmy, I remember talking about this story months ago. And months ago, we were talking about how the bridge had gone over in construction estimation by like
and
a ridiculous
people
amount.
People complaining about...
Well, business people got to be taking it in their shorts.
How tough it's been on their commutes and stuff.
So that's just it. There was a story, again, like 6 months ago, where people who have businesses on Main Street were saying we're losing money because people can't get over the bridge to come buy our stuff. One of the biggest drawbacks of small town living has to be something like that.
Oh, yeah. A major construction project in your little town. Yeah.
You got it. Yes. Like when that one road that people use has something going on, whether it's construction, whether it's a festival, whatever, that little town where everybody knows everybody and life moves a little bit slower and everything, it becomes an effing nightmare.
Yeah, because Brockport's in a weird area. Because like if this happens in like Pittsford or Fairport, you could just go over here and get your stuff or go over there and get your stuff. You can, though, but like, I can go to Victor. I can't. If you're in Brockport, you're stuck, man. Like, you're going to have to go out of town to go get something.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of the closest, like, actual town, and don't call and tell me, like, Kendall or something like that. I mean, like, places with, like, actual stores.
Yeah.
Right, because we know that Hamlin doesn't actually exist.
No.
So that's not a real thing.
It's a myth.
You would have to go to Spencerport or Greece.
And that's a hike.
Hilton.
Right.
And, like, it's funny, like, 531 is like the only magical bridge to get to Brockport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the only town where I have to take a magical rainbow bridge to get where I'm going. Yeah. And even when I get to the end of 531, I still got to go another like 15, 20 minutes before I'm actually in Brockport.
Yes.
252 WCMF. All right. Let's talk to some locals.
All right.
So we get a full grasp of what's going on here. Tyler's on CMF. Hey, Tyler. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So the bridge went down in May of 2023. And there's been multiple times they said the bridge was coming back, and then they delay it due to, I guess, the first time they had missing parts or they had the wrong parts, and they delayed it. And then this most recent delay, I guess the bridge won't go down all the way. There's a little bit of a gap.
Well, they should call up Pat's mom. Solve that problem.
Why is that?
Slam it right down hard.
See, you could have made a Dukes of Hazzard. We could have made a Dukes of Hazzard joke, but you had to be mean with it.
What about the Dukes of Hazzard?
They could just go over the bridge. Just have that hire them to jump that little gap.
Wait, your
mom
was in a Dukes of Hazzard?
Shut up. All right, so Tyler. This bridge
has come the old Duke boys again.
This bridge has been being worked on for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, the parts.
They almost
the
built parts. A whole new Bill Stadium before this bridge got
there. That's a great point. Kidding. That is a really great point.
You know what though? Like, I feel like if you live there and something like that's been out for 2 years, it almost just becomes your way of life now.
Yeah,
like it's annoying, but I would imagine like you've adjusted.
Okay, if it was out of sight, it wouldn't be frustrating.
Yeah.
But again, if you go to anywhere on Main Street, you're just staring at this bridge you cannot use.
But they hired a company to fix this bridge, right?
Yes.
And it's been sitting like this for 2 years.
Yes.
You think maybe you start shopping around for other bridge people?
Well, but then you got to start over again.
Yeah.
Well, you got no bridge.
You may not. get you a bridge any faster.
Yeah.
I don't know, but maybe the other guy could find that part that's missing, the gear that shuts the bridge.
Tyler, you live out that way, buddy?
Yeah, I live right in the village.
Okay. So is this a major pain in the ass for you?
Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare. So I live right by the other bridge, and whenever that bridge goes up, it's like Rockford comes to a whole standstill.
So it's funny he brings that up, Tyler. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They talked to one town resident. Again, over the weekend, there was supposed to be, well, it will be happening, the Rockport Arts Festival. It was supposed to be on either side of the bridge that has been under construction, as we just found out from Tyler, since 2023. And the folks working on the bridge assured Rockport, the folks that run it, it'll be done. You can use both sides of the street. The bridge will be fine. And then they just found out a few days ago, actually, no, we're not going to be done with it yet. They have to move the entire festival to the north side of the bridge. They talked to one guy, town resident in the story, who says he uses this other bridge down the road.
Yeah.
I assume Tyler is describing. But it's one lane. It's super busy, and it adds an unbelievable amount of
time.
How
come we haven't replaced all these old one-lane bridges from the 1800s?
Because we don't do infrastructure anymore for
some reason.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. There's a bridge in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a one-laner.
It's off the beaten path.
Yeah.
How does that still exist?
I don't know.
Because there's also... Because
they also fixed it.
Oh, they
but
did.
Didn't make it two lanes.
Oh.
But there's also not instructions on how to handle it.
No, you're just on you go, I go, you go,
yes.
I go.
Yes, and like if two people decide I'm going, somebody has to back up.
We got a standoff, son.
You really do. It's insane.
Yeah. Is it Spencerport the one where it looks like a one-lane bridge, but it's actually two,
you're
butt cheeks are clenched going over that thing. You're like at any point, like you're inches away from the car going the opposite way.
You got nothing on the Kimmy clench?
No, do you?
No, I'm good.
I'm going to defer to you.
You're talking about the bridge over the canal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's something, too, about when you drive over those canal bridges.
Yeah.
The sound is so unsettling. Right?
Yes.
You know, it's not just construction that'll screw up your small town living.
Yeah.
Like, when these places have one major way in and one major way out, there can be rush hours in these towns.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, like, I lived in Geneseo for a little while. I was living with a girl. This is when I was, like, in my late teens, early 20s. And, you know, I grew up in Gates right on the 19th Ward there.
Mm.
Whatever. I figured I'm moving out here, just slow pace.
Oh, sure. Country life.
I remember the first time I got stuck in Geneseo rush hour.
Yeah, I wouldn't
think
they have a rush hour.
Bro, like, when everyone's trying to leave the school, and then what's that road that is off of 390 that leads into Geneseo? Like, you could not leave. I couldn't leave the place we were sharing between like 4:30 and 6 because I'd be stuck.
Just slammed.
Not going anywhere because, there's only a few people, but there's also two roads.
Country traffic.
There's only two roads and all of the things that people need, restaurants, businesses, all this stuff.
Yeah, right there.
They're on those two main roads. So you got people trying to go get dinner. You got people trying to get to 390 to get home. You got people trying to get to their apartments. And you're sitting in traffic in Geneseo, Brockport.
And you can see the town.
Yes. And this also happens in Pittsford and Fairport.
Yeah.
Like, Pittsford should not have rush hour traffic.
But they do.
And it's some of the worst traffic in Monroe County.
That Main Street right there is pathetic.
Also, the construction going on in Fairport right now, I hate Fairport.
What are they doing in Fairport?
Okay. They're working on the bridge, too?
They fixed that bridge.
Something is being done.
All right.
Right? Where people are having to be diverted.
Right.
And I told you guys, my daughter, she's having hockey practice out in Fairport on a regular basis. And it's really cramping my style because you come down, what's that main road?
The main street? Are you talking about Baird Road?
When you get off and then you pass East Rochester High School and you just keep going and go, you know which one I'm talking about. Anyway.
Oh, it's...
It's not 96. Is that 96?
I think it
is.
96.
Might be 96. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. The old 96.
I think they're playing a festival this weekend here in Rochester. When you get to where that Main Street like turnoff is, right, you just get stuck in 5 minutes of standstill traffic. And it doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, don't forget, you also got that entertainment district there too now. So everybody's hanging out down there. They probably have massive traffic even on the weekends.
Hambone's writing us right now.
What's going on with Hambone?
Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, construction at Fairport has nothing to do with the bridge. Okay, well, there's still construction. It sucks. Getting stuck here.
Get your facts straight.
How the hell do I get around Henrietta fast so I get around Fairport, Pittsford, Geneseo, and Brockport? It doesn't make any damn sense.
I know.
We talked about the burger situation earlier.
We got a burger crisis.
And like the other part about it is,
it
seems, based on the housing issues in Rochester, that folks are starting to move further out.
Yeah.
Whether they are building.
Well, look at you. You're out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, I don't want to be out there, but I'm out there. Which is increasing the amount of people in these communities that are built for X amount of folk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For example, there was a story earlier this week.
What'd they say?
Canandaigua is having problems with their power grid.
Power?
Oh. Power grid.
They got no power?
Well, it's because they had X amount of people living there.
Town's full.
Exactly. The last couple of years, so many people, they started new builds and condos and all that stuff.
Around the lake. Yeah.
It's stressing the power grid.
Damn.
And that's not, they're not the only community in our area
dealing
with it.
Having like brownouts?
I don't know if it goes that bad. But like, remember I told you when we moved out to Henrietta, they have underground electricity
where I live?
Our power never went out.
Yeah.
Ever since they started building all these new cul-de-sacs around us, we lose power on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, you shouldn't, to your point.
But is that because they're, does that have to do with the construction going on all the
Tap
time?
Tap it in.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's new people living there, and I'm basing it on nothing.
Okay.
But that's what I'm going with.
All right.
So, like, yeah, man, like the combination of one way in, one way out.
Too many people.
We didn't take any care of any infrastructure for 60 years in this country, right?
Yeah.
And yes, more people moving out there means like this quaint lifestyle that you get sold living in these small towns. Kind of a myth.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fans of this team had pretty much come to the realization that they were gone.
Oh.
There was nothing they could do, that this team would no longer be in Rochester, and that they wouldn't have a local fix for this sport that they love.
That's a shame, Pat.
But some surprising news yesterday means this team is going to stay, and that's good because they wouldn't have been replaced, even though for a very long time, Rochester was the place where you started a brand new minor league sports team.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, the Rochester Nighthawks lacrosse team was purchased by the Seneca Nation.
Oh, okay.
The Native Americans.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, the Pegula family, they were owners of the Nighthawks the last couple of years, which was kind of a problem because they also own the rival Buffalo Bandits who play in the same league.
Yep.
The Pegulas announced at the end of the season they would be selling the franchise. And because of that, most folks just assume that the team, after 30 years in Rochester, would be moving.
Oh, like defunct?
There isn't anyone locally that would have enough money to not only buy the team from the Pegulas, but to operate on a regular basis. To fans' pleasant surprise yesterday, that won't be the case. I mean, the Seneca Nation, not only do they plan to keep the team here, as far as we know, and continue to keep playing out of the Blue Cross Arena, they have the money to actually operate the team, and it feels right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Native American game.
It is.
There's massive Native American influence in our area.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the first time in a long time that this franchise will be the primary sports focus of the folks who own it.
Okay. All good.
Well, because, like, you know, Kimmy, the Pegulas owning the Bills, Sabres, Hammers.
They got a lot going on.
Yeah. They also were big-time financial contributors to Penn State hockey, and they own a record label, Nighthawks.
All right.
And fans, Kimmy, if you know any Nighthawks fans, were vocal about feeling like nobody actually cared about what was going
on. So do they still draw big? They used to be huge.
Right. And I know, I know that the last franchise did – like the one that moved did really well because they were winning championships basically up until they left. I haven't been to a game in a while, but I do know that they have some like crazy loyal fans.
So the gate is not what it used to be.
Okay.
Again, what Kimmy describes, there was this weird situation a few years ago where the original Nighthawks.
The ones that started here. Yeah.
Were purchased and moved. Mm-hmm. And
I don't even know if they were purchased or if the original.
They were just
I think the owner just moved them, if I'm not mistaken.
But as part of the deal, they had to change their name, but they got to keep the colors.
No. Oh, the new
franchise.
The team that moved.
So the Rochester Nighthawks that are existing now is technically an expansion franchise from a couple of years ago.
Under the same name.
But they couldn't use their old logo and their old colors, so they had to redesign everything. Right. It was very confusing. All right. This feels big. Not only for Rochester lacrosse fans, but for sports fans in general. Because if this team would have left, there was no way we were getting a replacement franchise for the Nighthawks.
Nobody was coming in,
Exactly. Because it kind of feels like the days of getting new sports franchises for Rochester are over.
Well, I'm guessing most of these guys went broke that tried these different ventures.
Okay.
Like it hit for a little while, the novelty wore off, and then Tankola.
But there are
even the Tankolas.
Wait, the Rochester Tankolas?
Yes, yeah.
But there are other cities that have multiple minor league sports franchises in soccer, lacrosse.
Yeah.
But how often does a new one pop up now?
I don't know. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you talk about the run of sports teams that we added in Rochester from like the mid-90s to the 2010s, you had the Rhinos and the Nighthawks, and those were massive successes.
Yes, they were.
I mean, people love those games. That success led to the Arena Football League giving us the minor league Rochester Brigade.
Okay.
They played out of the Blue Cross Arena. We then got the Razor Sharks.
Oh, yeah, the basketball team. That was an ABA team.
Yes,
right?
And I know you like to make fun of the Razor Sharks, but they were playing in the league right below the NBA.
Yeah, I mean,
G-League.
Some of those guys had matching socks. Bro, that was a bum league.
Bro, it was the second best sports basketball league in America.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, obviously.
Like, we had a really nice setup here.
Uh-huh.
But when these guys went on the road, they were playing in like gymnasiums out on Long Island or some kind of like rec center.
Understood, but you also had guys that played major division in college basketball.
Yeah.
You had former Syracuse players that were playing on that Razor Sharks roster. That success of the Razor Sharks is they lasted for a while.
They had a good run.
That led to the Rochester Rattlers outdoor lacrosse team. That led to the Western New York Flash, the women's soccer team, which featured – you know, the best women's soccer players in America.
You would
world.
Think that would have worked.
It didn't work.
You had Abby here playing, and it still didn't work.
And you had, like, names like Brandi Chastain, Alex Morgan coming through town playing games. I'm not even a women's soccer person, and I know these names.
Yeah.
Right? But after the Flash, unless I'm wrong, 252-WCMF, there hasn't been a pro sports team to start operations in Rochester since. And the Flash started in 2008. So unless I am mistaken, Rochester has not added a pro sports team in over 20 years.
Mm.
Why?
Because they don't work. I mean, everybody went broke.
They work in other places.
But, I mean, everybody that's coming here, I'm guessing, left with empty pockets.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem like smart money.
But there are also those minor league sports owners that they just want to break even or spend a little bit of money because they like
they
being around the sport.
They just enjoy it. Yeah.
But you can only have that as – you can only spend that kind of money on a hobby for so long before you run out.
How do the Nighthawks do it? The Nighthawks have existed. This will be their 31st year, I believe.
But they struggle.
Of operation, they
but
do.
But I bet you they really, I bet you it's a lot of, look how hard Mace has to work.
Yes.
With baseball, which is popular.
But here's the thing. That's owned by the Washington Nationals. Right. They're subsidized by them. Right. You know, the Amerks are owned by the Sabres. It's subsidized by the NHL.
But Mace has to, like, really work the gate.
I understand. I get
and
it.
Unless you got a guy that could do that, I don't think you can make him work.
Oh, so you need Dan Mason to run every sports franchise.
Well, if I was, I'll tell you what, man. He'd be the first guy I'd call.
You angling for free tickets this weekend?
Oh, man. Are they in town?
I think what maybe... a little bit more unique here in Rochester too, especially with a team like the Nighthawks. They're so ingrained in the community. Like the players will go out and hold camps. And I think you saw that a lot with the Rhinos too, with their heyday. And I don't know. Do they still do that a lot? Like are athletes still out and about as much as they used to be?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, you're right. And you also...
I remember going to soccer camps, like, and all the Rhinos would be there, and it was like a whole team thing, and every kid grew up knowing the names of the players on those rosters.
You also used to have a lot of Rochester guys that played on the
team.
Nighthawks, yeah.
Well,
the Nighthawks had
right.
a
Rattler. Right.
Like,
yeah.
You had local guys that were on that roster. Like, yeah. I knew a yeah. couple of guys that I grew up with that played there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that probably helped. I don't know if that's the case anymore. 252 WCMF. Surprising news yesterday. The Seneca Nation stepped up and has bought the Rochester Nighthawks. The team will not be moving. They'll continue to play out of the Blue Cross Arena, and this is great news for Rochester lacrosse fans. It is weird, though, because we have not had, unless we're mistaken, a new sports franchise in Rochester, professional sports franchise, since 2008. And for a while, between like the early 90s and the late 2010s, every year it felt like there was a brand new franchise that was showing up. You bother me.
Why?
Why can't you take pride in your town?
I do. No, I take pride in the stuff that works.
Oh, well, you're going to jump on the bandwagon after it's successful?
You're not a total bandwagon.
Then that's why stuff doesn't work.
It's all based on me?
Well, no, it's guys like you. They all go when it gets popular. Well, it doesn't get popular unless you go.
I have a hard time with some of these leagues because I know they're just so, they're low. It's like low league.
No, you have this thing. If it's not LeBron James, it's not good. No, he's not coming. No, he's not coming.
No, but I mean, like, I know you're an avid sports fan.
Avid.
Yeah, shut up. I can't watch, like, it's like watching high school sports for some of this stuff.
It's not. These guys played.
But they're not.
Like, when you talk about Nighthawks lacrosse, this is the top lacrosse league in the world.
Right.
Yeah,
but there's no.
I don't know what else tops
but,
it.
But it's not a popular sport.
Okay, fine. But have you ever been to a Nighthawks game?
Yeah. We used to have those nights.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean you went and watched it.
Well, I didn't watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to go out and make announcements.
You sit here and brag about
hit a thing and win a prize.
You brag when the Nighthawks come up about a woman you know or something. What a best lacrosse player of all time. You don't watch this stuff.
I think you could. But if you, it can be popular because, like I said, the Bandits are a perfect example of that in Buffalo. They sell out the KeyBank Center when they're home.
They're averaging more fans per game.
Than the Sabres.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you talk about sports that aren't traditionally big in America, like there was a while where the minor league soccer team in Cincinnati was outdrawing the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And that was like 15 years ago. That wasn't like the 1960s.
It is weird, though. It just seems like, it just feels like there's no rhyme or reason to what sport pops in what city. Because you wouldn't think that they would be all that crazy about soccer in a place like Atlanta.
Yeah, but
you're
right.
They go crazy for it, too.
They sell out that stadium where the Falcons play for, what is it, Atlanta FC? Let's go with that.
All right.
It's just weird like how some franchises in these places are like the most popular sport, and then they die off in other areas. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, like, you got baseball, right? Those guys can go up into the majors.
Yes.
And the same thing with hockey.
Yes.
But these other sports, this is it for them.
Okay, so like your argument a second ago.
It's like a ceiling.
Your argument a second ago was, I don't want to watch low sports when I could watch high sports. And then I go, well, these guys are actually the best athletes in their sport. And you go, well, I don't want to watch that because they can't go any higher.
But this is it.
No, that's why. It's the majors. They are playing in the majors in our
but
town.
It doesn't feel like it's major league. You know, you're not in a, like, major league environment.
But sometimes that makes it more fun. And I think,
I like cozy sports.
I remember going to some of those Nighthawks games when they were in like the championship series, and it was a blast. Like seeing the Blue Cross Arena that full with people that excited. It was more about like the atmosphere, I think, than the team itself.
I mean,
which they also can't afford.
Let's talk about how the gate has been for the Amherst. Well, they've been in the playoffs the last couple of years. They have these massive street parties. They're selling out
games.
That's
cool.
On Wednesday night, a week in advance. Oh, did you go?
I couldn't get in.
Oh, you couldn't get in there. Is that what the problem is? Big ass head.
Maybe that's the key. Like, the team has to have success.
Well, that helps.
In order to be, for people to catch on to it.
And you can't be in a low league and at the bottom.
And if it comes here, starts out, and just has a tough time getting going, it's just almost impossible for it to survive.
Well, I mean, to your point, when you talk about, I would argue, you know, after the Red Wings and the Amherst, obviously they've been here forever. The Rhinos have been the most remarkable success story in Rochester minor league sports. Like, that was like a social event.
Yeah.
In the back mid to late 90s. Yeah.
Didn't some couple try to buy it and bring it back again?
Yeah, the Dworkin family.
But I think they're done, too.
They're I don't know if they still
are. So the Reiners, Rhinos.
The Reiners. Hey, remember seeing Reiners?
Hey, let's combine two sports. Are they done, or are they still around?
It's complicated.
Yeah, well, so they're done.
They're here, but they're not called the Rhinos, but it's still technically the same team.
Are the Lancers still a thing?
I believe so also.
Okay. I forgot what the Lancers
Well, that was indoor soccer.
Was indoor soccer, but now there is an outdoor men and women's Lancers
team. I know there's a few.
I believe they play out of Aquinas.
Oh, man.
But going back to the whole Rhinos, to Kimmy's point, they won that Open Cup like the second year in existence were beating like Major League Soccer teams when Major League Soccer was first starting. Like,
and there was a buzz that they were going to go up a league.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that never happened,
so,
obviously.
To your point, Kimmy, like they were able to like capitalize on success right away, and everyone was like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm not asking. Well, no, I'll start with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, as we talk about with the Nighthawks staying, the Seneca Nation buying them, we haven't had a new minor league sports team show up in Rochester since 2008. What don't we have that you would want?
Well, I mean, you've covered all the sports. What other sport can I think of?
Kimmy, is there a league you want here that we don't have?
It feels like indoor might be your better bet here.
Whatever the sport is?
Yeah. With the weather.
Okay. I've always wanted an NBA G League team in Rochester.
I mean, that would be cool, but do you think people would support it?
100%. I think Rochester is a bigger basketball town than people
anticipate. Used to be.
Well, no, I mean, the Razor Sharks survived for, 10 years?
Yeah.
ABA basketball?
Yeah. Look, so that G League, how does it work? Those guys go up and down?
Yeah, so those teams are owned and operated by, it's like minor league baseball and minor league hockey. So, like, for example,
so it's a farm system.
You're the Knicks. Draft picks in there, yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks own the Westchester Knicks, right? Guys will go down for conditioning, stand skinny, right? You'll cook guys.
That could work.
There was rumors that it was going to happen here like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we're the perfect market. I think the Blue Cross Arena is just the right size. It does feel like, though, we're a little too far away from any NBA city.
Yeah.
The Raptors would be the closest, right?
So they play in their minor league team plays in Toronto also.
What about Cleveland?
Cleveland plays in Canton, the Canton Charge, and the Knicks have the Westchester Knicks.
I don't know who would come here.
Yeah, so like
nobody.
Yeah, we're just out of it. But there was rumors that the Raptors or the Knicks were going to put their G League team in Rochester like a decade ago. But like when you think about the amount of Syracuse basketball fans here, the crowds we used to get for those annual college basketball games.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, what happened to the annual college basketball games?
When the Bonnies would come here and stuff like that.
South Carolina, Syracuse played here years ago. Like that was awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that again? Whoever does that, do it again. I mean, the only other thing we could be looking at, there's been rumors that RIT has been looking to go Division I in all sports.
Oh, so you'd have Division I hockey.
Well, no, we have
Division I hockey.
I don't know.
It's been Division I hockey for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they went to the Frozen Four, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is amazing because they were in Division III. Hey, guys, we're coming. They just started elbowing people, going through the lobby. No, you idiot.
I don't know.
Right now, the only D1 sports at RIT are men's and women's hockey.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But then if they go do that, they'd have to go across the board, and that's where they run into some trouble.
But there's been word that you could – I mean, their baseball team is usually pretty good.
But so they don't do scholarships, right?
For men and women's hockey, they do. They just changed the rules for that in the NCAA. What I'm getting at is –
what's that?
It's not out of the question in the next 10 years that we have Division I men and women's basketball playing at RIT.
Oh.
Which would be pretty exciting. I mean, it would be a small conference. You'd be playing teams like, I'm assuming, like Fairfield, like, you know, tiny little Northeastern colleges.
Yeah.
But you'd have a shot to win your tournament and make the NCAA tournament.
That would be pretty cool, but
would you go to those games?
No.
He's not going to anything.
I'm going to low-ass basketball.
It's the highest division.
Call me when Duke shows up.
Duke or nothing, Pat.
Who's the head coach of Duke?
Well, my heart, it'll always be Coach K.
Okay.
I don't know who they...
Well, how do you say his full name?
Krzyzewski.
Say it again?
Did you say Krzyzewski?
I don't know who coaches him.
Let's take a break.
You don't know either.
Yeah, actually, is it shot, not Shire?
I have no idea.
Right now. I forgot. Doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does
now. Well, you're the one that brought up Duke. Duke or nothing. What's head coach's name? I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.